News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Six.
Now, paid parental leave is set to be extended from 7 to 9 weeks. The new rules will apply from any child born from today onwards. Parents are entitled to the leave in the first 2 years of a child's life. And Roderick O'Gorman, Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, joins us now. Good morning to you, Minister. Can you outline these changes, please, that are taking place and what they will mean for parents listening?
Yeah, absolutely. As a Green Party minister, supporting families and supporting children has been absolutely central to the work that I've done over the last 4 years. And from today, each parent can avail of an extra 2 weeks of paid parents leave. And this raises to 9 the total amount of paid parents leave that each parent can take. When I became minister in 2020, it was 2 weeks of paid parent leave per parent. But myself and Minister Heather Humphreys have been working over the last number of years to expand that. And I think it's a really significant support to parents, particularly in those first 2 years where it's so important that both mums and dads have time to spend with their newborn child. And I think the success of the policy changes we've introduced can be seen in terms of the uptake of paid parents leave. In 2020, I think about 16,700 applications for paid parents leave came in. Last year, 2023, it was 78,000. So there's been a really, really significant increase in the uptake. And I think this shows that this policy is popular. It's significant in terms of giving parents a really important support in those crucial early years.
Okay. Is it popular among employers? Because if you're talking about going from 16,000 people getting 2 weeks off only 4 years ago to 78,000 getting 9 weeks off now, that's quite a big difference for, I suppose, employers looking at their workforce.
It is, and it has an impact, and that's why I think it's important that it's paid by the state. It's a social protection benefit supported by the state rather than putting the actual cost directly onto the employer. But I think more and more employers want to be able to support the return of particularly mums back to the workforce after their maternity leave. And I think giving paid parents leave to both parents allows families a degree of flexibility, particularly around that period when maternity leave ends and mums and dads are making decisions about going back full time, going back part time. And I think anything we can do to continue to support parents in that crucial role of being mums and dads, but also in terms of supporting their return to the workforce in whatever, in whatever method works for their family is important. And I suppose I'd point to other policy measures that I've undertaken as a minister over the last 4 years. Increasing breastfeeding breaks from 6 months to 2 years after birth, introducing remote working, introducing flexible working. All of these have been steps I've taken in my department to support parents. And
I'm sure this is welcome to parents, but €275 a week, it's very little to live on, particularly if you're somebody who maybe when you're working earns more than that. What kind of proportion are we seeing of people who are claiming this are seeing their salaries topped up by their employers? Is it relatively low?
When it comes to parents, when it comes to maternity leave, I know a significant numbers of employers would make a top up. It does decrease when it comes to parents leave. And I think there's probably a discussion and certainly I think it'll be something the Green Party will be considering in our manifesto for the upcoming general election in terms of where do we place our next set of supports for parents. Is it about continuing to increase the number of paid weeks that parents can take, or is it looking at the actual rate of parents leave maternity benefit, and seeing should that be increased to actually make it more attractive for parents to take it up. And I think that's probably a policy question that I hope gets teased out during the next election campaign.
So no decision on that currently about expansions in the pipeline for these parental supports?
Well, I think, you know, like many social protection benefits, they may grow according to wider changes across the social protection code. But I do think there's probably a bigger policy question there about would an increase in the rate of state benefit there actually increase the uptake, particularly among dads, because I think that's probably where you see the drop off in paid parents leave in dads. Even though there has been a significant increase in the last 4 years, it's probably not as a big an uptake as it could be.
A couple of things briefly before I let you go, Minister. You were talking about social protection, and I know it's not your bailiwick in particular, but lots of stuff in the papers this morning suggesting that a €20 increase in the pension would be something that would be being discussed at Cabinet level for the budget. Would you favour such a large increase for the pension, the biggest ever in the history of the state?
Well, I think there's a range of considerations we have when it comes to allocating the social protection budget. I'm particularly interested in, I suppose, supporting families who are at risk of poverty, but maybe looking to return to work. So I think something like the working family payment, which is really, really important in supporting people who have low incomes, but want to return to work,
so you're,
to make
you're
sure
fighting
that's
for
valuable,
the,
that pays for
the
them.
The other age demographic. Okay, then that's fair enough. Just a couple of other things to say briefly. Across all the papers this morning, that misinformation study, which has shown quite a lot of different things, including that about a fifth, between a fifth and a quarter of the population believes that the government is attempting to replace native Irish citizens with obedient voters from abroad. What do you say to that level? They also, just to give you a flavour of the other things, 30% believe a secret group is in charge of world politics, and 72%, which would be something very much in your bailiwick, believe that we should have strict limits on all migrants entering this country.
Well, I think the first statistic that you set out there in this idea of a replacement that it has become kind of part of an online dialogue, and originated, I think, in the United States and has now kind of travelled over here. I think that's hugely, hugely concerning. And it is, I think, it stems from the fact that there are, you know, large chunks of the population now who I suppose are sucked into kind of what I kind of say kind of rabbit holes down social media and don't, I suppose, get the opportunity to hear other sides of a particular debate, and I think that is concerning, and I think, you know, when we see some of the protests that have taken place in terms of refugee accommodation, we see
conspiracy theories, I think it's fair to call them.
Trotted out as fact, and it's very hard to refute that when someone is so convinced, and so convinced that anybody who has an alternative view is themselves kind of somehow corrupted by that particular view.
Speaking of those protests, and lastly, just it's in the papers this morning that you have said that despite the protests in Coolock and indeed in Dundrum, that those centres will still be used to house asylum seekers. How are you going to, I suppose, deal with the community once those centres are up and running, in terms of, I suppose, getting tensions to be dialed down?
Well, first of all, we continue to have a need to provide accommodation for international protection applicants, and that's the statutory duty of my department, and we have to meet that duty. Secondly, we have been engaging and we'll continue to engage with communities where there are concerns, and I think the most useful thing that my department and indeed all of government can do is to meet the specific concerns where there are issues raised about facilities, about services that are perhaps under pressure in an area. It's actually to show, here are the additional services that we're going to introduce to your particular community, and whether it's through the community engagement team, and I know they met recently with the community in Dundrum and Tipperary, whether it's the process we're working with now with community groups in the Coolock area, we and government have to show,
these protests will not stop these centres going ahead.
Well, we will respond to the issues that protesters are raising
in terms of services, but I'm just looking for a yes or no, Minister.
I'm clear, we need to provide this accommodation so families aren't left homeless.
Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.